There's something on the Torah that we spend a lot of time thinking about, and sometimes learning about, thinking about the ideas, Pesach, thinking, learning about ideas, Mitzrayim, Shavuos. Something on the Torah sort of gets short shrift in the thought department. I think Purim is definitely high on that list. So short, it goes by so quickly. We're so busy, so many hands-on mitzvahs, that it is very easy to just sort of slide through a Purim very busy with stuff, Baruch Hashem, hopefully with holy stuff, and proper stuff, and good stuff, and lots of mitzvahs, but perhaps not having the chance to really think about what the mitzvah is supposed to be all about. And there's a marvelous line from the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, a colorful figure, his name was Ravitz Kuttner, about Yom Tov. I'll translate it, but there's nothing like the Yiddish. So the end of a Yom Tov, I'll give it to you in Yiddish, and I'll give it to you in English. For the two or three guys who don't know Yiddish, so I'll translate it, don't worry. Says, at the end of Yom Tov, your attitude can't be Nacha Yom Tov Avek, but instead it has to be Nacha Yom Tov Arayim. It can't be Nacha Yom Tov gone by, it has to be Nacha Yom Tov gone in. So when Yom Tov is over, it's like, that was nice, that was cute, like it's in the rear view mirror. It went over my shoulder, and now it's gone. Nice experience, now it's gone. Or it went through me, and I may have moved forward. Right, it went there through my belly, it also went through my heart and my mind, so it leaves some lasting emotional and intellectual and spiritual impact. I remove on in time, it's no longer Pesach, it's no longer Shavuos, it's no longer Sukkot, but I'm a changed person because I went through that experience. So a Yom Tov that you spend time learning about, it works better. Yom Tov that you sort of just, you know, you're so busy, you never have time to do it, you never have time to think, it's a lot harder. So now we have the opportunity, the blessed opportunity before Purim comes in, to really begin to prepare ourselves mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So let's grapple with the ideas of Yom Tov. I want to start with something very simple, and we'll move from there to something a little more complex. So I know the hour is late, and you should be very proud of yourselves for being here. Baruch Hashem, for being awake and ready. Tell me, start with the basics. Everyone knows there are 4 minutes of Purim, and give me one at a time. What's your name?
Matt,
you have what you want to say?
Shlach Manos.
Shlach Manos, Gevaldik. Yeah, yes. Tzedakah, fantastic. All right, Matanos of Yonim, awesome. Matanos of Yonim, very good. Giving Tzedakah on Purim. What's your name again?
Right, ask you the 5 times.
Yeah, Moshe.
Mishnah, my favorite.
Ah, Mishnah. That's a whole discussion in and of itself. If you do not have time for now. And, dope.
Kriyas
Megillah. I see we have a mem theme going on. So it's Mikra Megillah. Fantastic, right? The 4 minutes of the Purim, it's Mishloach Maros, the Talos Devyonim, Mishnah, Sudas Purim, and Mikra Megillah. Marvelous. Here is a slightly more subtle question, which is, which of these four is not like the other? Which have like unique aspects that don't share with the other three? There could be many more than one right answer to that question. Yeah? The tunnel? No.
Yeah,
the tunnel. Okay.
Mikra Megillah, I'd say, because the other three have to do with food.
Ah! Okay. No food. We talk about food, but no food involved. Mishnah is eating food, Mishloach Manos is giving food, Matan Zivyonim is paying for food. Okay, so no food. Fantastic. Yeah. Morris.
Awesome.
So many M's here. Wow. Okay.
So the others have to poor people like the front line is you can give the poor, Mishka, you can like invite someone over. Like McGill doesn't really have anything to do with.
Nothing to do with the poor. Or nothing to do with human need.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What else? Shalom?
Matanos
Avyonim. What's the unique about Matanos Avyonim?
None of the other ones are mitzvos year round.
Ooh, okay, so the mitzvah d'oraisa.
See, that was a mitzvah
all year. Ooh.
Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Oh.
That's not all year.
Shabbos isn't
this
all
year.
Okay, so no, I want to hear. Fantastic. Here, Moshe, and then I want to come back to what you guys are saying.
Also, the mitzvah of the Yom Tov, I would say, is the only
one that's not. Ooh, that's interesting. Not pursuing this. Now, you guys are having a fantastic machloikis. The machloikis was between Dani and Elishama about What? Ooh, that's right.
What?
True. Mars and Mars. Whether is it true that Matzah Sev Yom is unique? Because after Matzah Sev Yom is the Mitzvah Daraisa, but Suras Purim. Well, it's not Daraisa, but it is Daraisa. What do you mean it's not Daraisa? It is Daraisa. So let me tell you an important rule. See, all of these so far were interesting details. Good and interesting details. I'll tell you an important rule. A meta-halachic concept. A concept that comes across halacha, but how halacha is made. How halacha is made. When you talk about Dinam Daraisa, it's all about discovering. Dinam are there. Kadosh Baruch Hu layered in, embedded in the language of Chumash, multiple layers of meaning, gems there for us to find, using the tools to mine. You mine the Chumash to find those added nuggets of meaning through the rules of drashas, Kal v'chomer, Zeir Shavah, and so forth. But by Dinam Daraisa, it's a discovery process. Dinam Darabana, it's an inventive process. Chazal are making up Dinam Darabana. That's the idea. They have the power to legislate, if they see fit, to create new Dinam Darabana. But even when they create it, they're creating because they have there's a need, some problem has to be solved, but there still are rules about how you go about designing a Din Rabban. And here's one critical one that we'll spend a couple of moments thinking about. Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan. Whatever Chazal Masakin, fantastic. Ke'en D'Raisa Tikun. You always are Masakin Ke'en.
I got the quote wrong.
You can already read it, that's right. Should use the spray. You guys are too smart. Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ke'en D'Raisa Tikun. Chazal Masakin and D'Rabbanan only want to be Ke'en D'Raisa. They would like as much as possible to use categories, concepts that already patterns that already exist in the Torah, to use those as sort of the building blocks for building Din D'Rabbanan, so that the Din D'Rabbanan they build will fit into D'Raisa. For instance, you all know probably about Chum Shabbos, and they say you certainly need to walk more than 2,000 amas beyond city limits, loosely speaking. I live in a town, so I can't. Once you get to the end of the town, you start counting 2,000 amas. You get to this 2,000 amas, around 2/3 of an oil, so you gotta stop. You can't go beyond that radius around the town. Din Drabanan, but it happens to be there's an obscure Din D'Raisa, the end of Chumash Vayikra, that has to do with you have the cities of the Levium, so there are rules around about the 2,000 amas around the city. Oh, so he had the right concept D'Raisa, so we can apply it to this new Drabanan of Chum Shabbos. Thinking about these four mitzvahs.
Everything
about Mishloach Manah. Oh. Right? Mikra Megillah, let's start. But tell us if Yom is Mamash and Mitzvah D'Raisa of Tzedakah. The Din D'Raisa of Tzedakah doesn't require that I give Tzedakah every day. Like, Min HaTorah wouldn't have to give Tzedakah specifically on Purim. Over the course of time, I have to make sure as I earn money to give Tzedakah. But certainly, when you give a thousand million, it is a fulfillment of the Mitzvah D'Raisa of Tzedakah. You know what do you say, Moshe?
How about...
Isn't that its own thing? Isn't that called
a
matta? A Din Drabanan with scriptural basis?
With scriptural basis for the Din Drabanan. But here we're not talking about scriptural basis. For example, no one will say, and this is what you guys, coming back to what you guys were arguing about before, no one will say that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to have a seuda on Purim. At the same time, nor will we say that if you eat a seuda on Purim, you're mekayim a Din Drabanan. No. If you eat a seuda on Sukkos, you're mekayim a Din Drabanan of Simchas Reilim. You sit on Pesach and perhaps on Shoshana in the Kaima Din D'Raisa of Simchas Yontif. But at the same time, it is true that Sudas Purim is Ke'en D'Raisa. It's obviously patterned after. You have a concept in the Torah of expressing Simchas Yontif through Basar Yayin, so Chazal borrowed that idea and said, okay, so we're creating this Yontif D'Rabanan called Purim, so this will be modeled after. The model is Sudas Yontif. Right, you have a D'Raisa model. Here, Matel Zidon was Mamish, a mitzvah D'Raisa of Tzedakah. Even Mikra Megillah.
All the Megillahs.
So.
Kriya
Torah. Oh, right. Is Kriya Torah D'Raisa?
Yeah. Well, sure?
Parsha Zachar. Okay, good. Anyway, can anyone think of explicit Psukim and Chumash that talk about Kriya Torah?
Yeah, they're
the
king.
Bingo. So, sure. Very good. Hakel. Right, the Psukim say, well, the last mitzvah in the Torah, fantastic. Parshas Vayelech, Torah says once every 7 years, the king has to read from the Sefer Torah. We do Kriyas Torah 4 times a week, that's Drabanan. Patterned after, but then the rare, then the and of course also, when you do Mikra Megillah, you also Mekayim, which mitzvah D'Raisa? Which mitzvah D'Raisa are you Mekayim?
Every time you did it for real?
Yeah.
In the Torah. In the Torah, right? Talmud Torah. And the question is, what on earth happened to Mishloach Manos? Is there a mitzvah? Baja, come over perhaps. So I'll tell you like this. There are two major purposes of Mishloach Manos. One is attributed to Rosh Shlomo Alkavitz, who was more famous for writing the Chadodi, but also wrote a pirish on the Megillah, in which he says, the idea of Mishloach, what's the point of Mishloach Manos? Friendship, goodwill, to be friendly. Perhaps we have to come off Gevaldik. There is another approach, a fascinating approach, that pioneered probably by the Rambam. We do not have time for it. If you want to catch me after, because I'm getting signals from the outside, if you want to catch me after Shacharis on Sunday morning, I'm more than glad to point you. Or if you want, you could go home over Shabbos and look at, I believe it's the very end. Okay, even better. You have a lot of time to learn. So take a look. The Rambam talks about Mishloach Manos and which other mitzvah Rambam connects Mishloach Manos, equates it to some other mitzvah. And in that lies the key to understanding Mishloach Manos ke'en d'oraisa of what? And actually will ultimately, ironically, tie together all of the four mitzvahs under a single rubric. And we're supposed to have a gevaldik Shabbos, and we're going to head down the hall right now.
Rabbi, now you have to tell us what mitzvah is it?
You can catch me after Shacharis on Sunday.
Oh, Rabbi, you're out
of the room.
There's no way I'm waiting until Sunday. Where can I find this?